About 3 weeks ago, we got a third dog.
Oh, man. Was it an accident?
This thing is like, it's officially 12 pounds. Okay?
Uh-huh.
A little dog. I don't even know what they call these things. And of those 12 pounds, probably 4.5 pounds of it is dong.
That's amazing.
Good dong. Good dong.
I mean, I'm not talking to the dong, but I'm just saying it's ridiculous.
It'd be kind of weird.
And it's like, and it's not just that. It's, you know, it's his accompaniment, his sack.
I find it helps to talk to it.
This, what are you trying to get?
Wait, you're saying that a lot of the weight is the package as well?
I'm saying 40% of the dog's weight is its dong.
Yeah.
And it's not just that. It's a little dog, all right? And it's also got crazy eye.
Get that dog out in the circus, man. Get that dog out on, or the circuit.
And it, so we, the dog is, the dog and the dong are at like 9 to 10 months old. So I don't know how much old, you know, bigger the dog gets. I don't know how much bigger it gets.
You
but
don't?
I don't.
You have a dog and you don't know how big it'll be
one
day?
I think it's topped out.
Well,
I
mean, it's not. In fairness to Skin, he kind of rescued this dog. And so it's not like you, not rescued, but he from a, you know.
Well,
he didn't go out dog shopping.
No, here's what happened. So my sister-in-law had this dog, and she had another dog that was way bigger. Not bigger down there, just a bigger
obviously
size dog.
Obviously not bigger down there.
I mean, and I think this other dog was upset that the little dog was packing like that.
Of course.
So they got into a fight. And so the other weird thing about this dog is its retina or whatever got scratched. So it's got a crazy eye. So it's got a huge dong and a crazy eye.
Yes.
And here's the other third weird thing.
So yeah, that's why you have that dog. It's not like you shop for this dog and said, I got to have this dog.
No. So here's the deal that we made. Actually, it was, and this is going to sound weird now as I'm telling you about this, it was my daughter that wanted the dog.
Okay.
Because we've got, Roxy is kind of my dog, but Roxy's old and doesn't care, so she's just easygoing. And then we got this new dog like a year and a half ago, Maggie. It's the most high-strung little, it's about 20 pounds. It's kind of like a mini golden doodle, and it's my wife's dog. It worships my wife. So this was supposed to be Maya's dog, okay? But this dog immediately bonded with my wife because my wife is feeding it and walking it. So now my wife has got these two mini dogs that are surrounding her at all times. So we go out of town last week and we have a friend that comes and stays at our house and takes care of the dogs. And it's way cheaper than boarding these stupid things. And it's, we trust this person. And so anyway, so she was sending us messages the whole time. The deal was, I will allow us to get this dog if we name the dog Bill Ghost Bustin' Ass Murray.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only stipulation. And when you address the dog, you need to address it as Bill Ghost Bustin' Ass Murray every time you address the dog.
All right.
So that was the stipulation. So we got the dog. Well, now it's my wife's dog. And when we were on vacation, we kept getting these text messages from our friends saying, hey, Bill Murray is really difficult to deal with. He's peeing everywhere.
Oh.
Right? I think he peed here. I think he peed there. The dog's peeing everywhere. All right? So I'm like, all right, God, just come home to the house of urine. I can't wait. Mm-hmm. And as we're doing this, guys,
He has a submissive peeing problem.
It's not submissive.
It's dominant.
It's a heater.
And so that thing with that huge weapon, does it sound like a human's taking a leak when it...
Yeah, it sounds like someone is power washing the fence.
Oh man.
I'm going to tweet out a picture of this stupid animal.
Oh my god,
right
is
now.
It legal? That seems like porn.
Well, no, I decided this is a picture that's safe.
Okay.
And so here's the other weird, and you let your imagination take this wherever you want to take it. The other weird trait about this dog is its tongue is too big for its mouth. So the tongue is never in its mouth fully.
Are you sure it's not a robot that was made by other dogs?
So think about this.
Is that
12
the
pounds.
Robot?
It's got a busted eye that just goes somewhere else.
Yeah.
And a huge, and 40% of its weight is its dong.
Holy man.
And its name is Bill Ghost Bustin' Ass Murray. So we get home. And we're like, all right, well, we got to stop this peeing everywhere thing, right? It's a problem. So my wife goes up to Dog World, or I don't know where you buy these
dog
things.
Dog World.
And she buys underwear for the dog. All right? This dog is wearing underwear. Here's the problem. the dong is so big it keeps falling out of the underwear. It's like mini John Holmes dog. It's Dirk Diggler.
It sounds like Ron Jeremy.
It's kind of
not that attractive of a dog,
no.
But it's got a secret weapon.
It's got crazy eye.
Yeah.
It's got tongue that won't fit in its mouth.
Oh, man.
And it's got this cannon down there.
Pretty cool tricks, then.
I mean, if it wanted to.
Okay, but that's interesting, because you could stud that dog out. You could probably quit your radio job and just stud that dog out and be like a...
No.
But it's not a breed that anybody would want.
Nobody
wants it to reproduce.
You go, hey, I got this stud dog over here. And they go, let me take it. Oh, my God, it's eye. Wait, when does the tongue go back? Oh, my God, look at that thing. Like, it is a freak show.
Should have named that dog Kickstand.
Okay, so...
Come here, Kickstand.
No, speaking of that, the dog sits to the side. Like, you know how a dog normally... This dog does not sit like a normal dog. It puts its butt down to the side and kind of contorts its body and does a side sit because it doesn't know where to put all that stuff.
I mean, Probably got lower back pain.
I've grown up with the same problem. I totally understand.
Yeah, see how I'm sitting right now? I'm kind of sitting to the side.
Oh, that's why you do that. Yeah. So that's what we have on our hands right now. We have a
what?
Why is it on your hands?
Good God, that's disgusting.
I'll wash them. So that's what we have. We have a 10-month-old, 12-pound... I don't even know what breed this is, with a jacked up Marty Feldman eye.
You don't know what
tongue. It's got Gene Simmons tongue. No, I don't know what this thing is. It's a Maltese or I don't know.
Dong dog.
Dong dog. We got dong dog. So here's the other thing. You know the deal. You get the dog neutered.
Oh, don't you dare do that. That dog is special, dude.
Is that like going up and painting graffiti on American Gothic?
Yeah.
Like, am I destroying a work of art?
Dude, you can't do that. That's like, I don't know, somebody with X-ray vision, making them wear eye patches or something.
I can't take away
that dog's gift.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, make a calendar or something. The different months of the year.
It looks like the Burt Reynolds picture in Playgirl, except in this case, it just... Whatever.
Just need to get him some Magnum underwear.
I mean, think about this. She went and got an underwear and it couldn't contain the cannon.
Was it wearing your underwear?
My underwear couldn't hold this dog's dong in there.
Have you noticed that it's gotten bigger since you've gotten the dog?
What am I supposed to do with that question?
Well, my question is...
What the hell kind of question is that?
Is the dog and the dong growing at the same ratio?
Yeah. Oh, I thought he was asking me if I had actually gotten bigger since we had seen the dog.
No, I was just going to if the dog hasn't gotten bigger, but you've noticed what it's working with, you've noticed it getting bigger, maybe this is a thing where this thing's growing outside of itself. Like, it's its own,
it's its own
monster.
Like the guy in Mexico?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's just going to grow, and then pretty soon it's going to be looks like the dog's riding a wiener boat.
You're going to have to tape it so it doesn't chafe.
It's going to be rocking around on a pogo stick.
It's going to look like LeBron on the banana boat. You can't gonna be telling where the dog begins and the boat begins.
Boy, and here's the other thing, too. I haven't even mentioned. It's got a beanbag chair underneath it. Like, it's not just the cannon. There's a beanbag chair.
Yeah.
So two of them.
Now, let me get this right. Your wife ordered the dog?
She demanded that we have this dog, and I had no idea why.
God, think about that long tongue.
Hey, where are you going with that?
Big ween. All kind of makes sense.
Long tongue.
Because as a gift to the other dogs.
I can't stop thinking about the Serge Ibaka picture.
Think about the website long tongue, big dong, bigween.com.
The other two dogs you have, are they always just passed out? They're always asleep, smoking cigarettes and stuff.
I walked in and those two dogs had cigarettes hanging out of their mouths and they were so relaxed. And I looked over and Bill Ghostbusting Ass Murray was watching the MLB draft.
Oh, yeah. Andrew Vaughn, first baseman of California to the White Sox.
Oh, yes. There it is. Yes.
Finally.
There it is.
Wait, they actually do have a podium for this thing.
Yeah, yeah. So my man Rob Manfred.
What?
What?
My man Rob Manfred is up there. My man Fred's up there, and he's announcing the fourth pick. Oh, the Tigers. Oh, and I saw this. Oh, I'm sorry. This is the Miami Marlins, Ben. I saw this one coming.
Yeah.
J.J. Bleedé. J.J. Bleedé, outfielder from Vandy. Yeah.
Hey, J.J.
You had a good feeling he was going top five tonight.
Yeah.
J.J. Bleedé.
That's where I had him mocked.
Outfielder from Vandy.
So
he goes to the Marlins at four. We're four picks away from the Rangers.
Let's get, wait. You went to that accent because you mispronounced Marlins. That's the only reason you went to that accent. Let's get back to the Dong Dog.
Yep. Yep.
Are you so? What have you contacted anyone about it? I mean, I don't understand that question. What? Have I contacted anyone about the size of the dog's ween? And they're like,
you think there's a problem?
No, I'm just saying, like, the dog, you maybe need to notify Guinness or something.
Are you having a problem with your dog's Guinness. Huge ween? Give us a call at 1-800-DOG-WEEN.
Call the Frankels. Call Mark that's Rubin. Not, we need a lawyer.
It's not
here.
A personal
well,
injury situation.
It could be.
I have to pick the dog up.
Thank God it's not. It's on a tiny dog instead of on a Great Dane.
Do you notice a difference in? We've talked about the Red Rocket before. Do you notice a difference when it's?
I'm scared if that happens.
So you haven't seen that yet.
No, God, I hope I never see it.
Because it could just be a shower, not a grower, and it could just be what it is.
That's true. He brings up a good point.
I thought it was a shower, not a grower.
A shower, not a growler.
Now, man. If he is a grower and a shower,
oh man,
you hardly see that anymore. I mean, at least not in circles I run in.
I mean, he's going to ruin the hardwood floors.
I feel like we need, there's somebody listening who's an expert in this who can tell us what to do.
I don't think you become an expert
who's
in
the
that.
Dog erection guy?
We're all involved. Don't let that dog eat a blue chew.
Hey, let's get
oh my God, the dog got into RJ's blue chews.
The big D-Wave. Hey, joining us now, it's Gary Huge Dog Wayne guy.
Well, God, there's got to be an expert. Advice. Somebody who can help.
Well, I was pretty shocked by the whole thing, but once we got underwear for it and it just kept falling out of the underwear, I was like, this is a...
Don't need to be seeing that. Though.
I agree. Can you imagine how scarred Desmond is?
I'm more worried about your teenage daughter.
Hey.
Whoa.
Just saying.
Just because...
in general.
Because teenage years are hard.
Yeah.
In general.
I meant difficult.
Yeah. Just because... it's because what happens is people get attached to animals and dogs and they love them like family members and now that you got to ship them off to go get looked at in a laboratory.
I don't think I have to do that.
Or to go...
Kind of what you got
to
do.
Or to go to Hollywood to make independent, cheap movies.
First of all, I'd like to thank everyone on this show for handling this in such mature fashion.
Yeah. The only way we know how.
Hey, pros over here.
Yeah, right.
All right.
No doubt.
And this is not the fan phenom up here doing
the
show. Yeah. Like, we've been doing this for a while.
But I'm a pro!
But shout out to Bill Ghostbustin' Ass Murray, the dog with the hugest dong.
I will say this. Respect.
Thanks, man.
No, not to you, to the dog.
I'll tell him when I get home.
Go, Wieners!
Respect. That's a weird team.